Coming up on TMSPM, Scott wants to talk about Burt Reynolds a little bit.
Brian wants to talk about Spider-Man a little bit.
Oh, yeah? Well, we have gap time.
Oh, yeah? Well, we top it off with your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS PM. I almost couldn't go on because that was pretty.
That was pretty so good. Completely spontaneous. When you did the, oh, yeah, well, we also have app time, it felt like it was the way we needed to go. And I probably owe Jerry like $2.12.
Oh, I don't know if it's that much. It's like a quarter, maybe.
Oh, okay.
15 cool. cents at the most.
Oh, yeah.
I think he goes right. I think he goes to quarters because anything lower is hard to work out and change and nobody wants to do it. So just do a quarter.
It's like Canadian money where you just round up.
Yeah, just do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, there's a couple of oh, yeahs. That was Veronica.
Yeah, ooh.
That one's yeah, ooh.
Wait. That second one was Veronica?
Yeah.
That sounded totally like.
That's her.
Video gamey. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Send me that one.
Yeah. No,
I'm just kidding.
I'll send you that one and this one.
Oh, yeah.
Put them together, and what have you got?
It's too bad we don't have a yeah.
Oh, probably do somewhere. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's TMSPM. It is the afternoon edition of the episode that we call TMSPM. Today is September 7th, 2018, and I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you? And thanks. And now I have a sore throat, so.
What?
Thank you, Jerry.
What happened? Do you really? Oh, from doing that.
From doing that voice.
Oh,
I really can't do the Jerry voice. You know, I talked about this at Viva TMS Vegas, that I couldn't do it for a long time because it shreds my throat.
Yeah. I think he's just got that shredded throat. He was born that way.
He's built up a scarring in the inside of his throat to handle that.
Him and Charlie Day.
That's right.
The both
getting mittens. Yeah.
And if we do that too much, it hurts. Oh, so
it totally does.
Shouldn't do it. Anyway, it's good to be here. We're doing a show. It's always fun to do these. Been looking forward to it all day. Had a lot going on. I proofed six different decks of cards today, and it was scary.
Oh, really?
Just because, you know, you want to make sure you don't miss anything. You know how proofing is. I hate proofing.
Oh, I totally do. It seems like, you know, proofing a manuscript for a book versus proofing, okay, yes, yeah, six, there's diamonds. Okay, that one officially six of them. All right, seven. Yep, those are diamonds. Okay, let's move on. Those are diamonds. Yep, good. Move on to nine. Those are diamonds.
Yeah, those are clovers. I mean, the main thing we had to count for was, like, are there seven, they call them pips. So are there seven clover seven clubs, or are there, did we screw up and only put six? Because in both Carter and my case, we decided to do custom pips. So we had to make sure.
You feel lucky, punk? Were there six pips or seven?
There are four pips. And one Gladys Knight. Anyway, I see these and they look fine and I think it's fine, but I still worry and I'm just a little worried. But it's fine. It's fine. And this is a big step because this means printing is happening. We were just waiting for them anyway, but now we have proofs. The proofs have been approved. They are making the cards now. If you supported that Kickstarter, you're getting your cards soon, and I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
That's so cool. That's exciting. You know what? It's funny. You were working on fulfillment for your Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to all of the applicants for the America's Next Top Podcaster, and it's going to be tough narrowing these people down.
Has anybody been pornographic or anything cool like that? Like it starts off going, "Hi, welcome to Silky Time with Bill," and then he, like that. No,
not yet. But there are a lot of people who. Let me just be honest, and let me give a little piece of podcasting advice.
Mm.
Just because there's a microphone in front of your face, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to throw out F-bombs like you're in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Sure. Like, right? In fact, I would even say this is what's funny. Brian's no prude. I've heard him drop the F.
Certainly no prude. Yes.
Yeah, I got a few of them right here on my soundboard if I felt like playing them. The point
you
is that
see what I'm looking at in Chrome on my other monitor right now.
Right.
Holy mackerel!
But it's like anything where it's excessive. It just feels like, well, why are you even doing it? Like, yes. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I'm not dinging anybody. You know, if you sent in something and there happens to be some F bombs, don't worry, I'm not dinging you for that. But the thing is, sometimes the lack of an F bomb or a euphemism for an F bomb is way funnier. No, I wouldn't even say sometimes, always.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm going to say something controversial.
It's funnier.
Yeah. South Park is funnier when it's bleeped.
Sure.
It just is. Yeah. When Cartman says some swear and they bleep it, I laugh more than when they don't. So there.
Right. Let's a perfect example. Alex Jones. I like to fight too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But then you replace it with a bleep.
Yeah. It's funnier. It's immediately funnier. Like immediately. As much as I'm not pro censorship. I'm not pro any of those things. Not really an F-bomber myself, but I don't care if everybody else does, whatever. It's just a contextual thing where if you're just doing it constantly, like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no point.
Right.
Like, F and F. Well, all right, then what other words do you know? Do you know any other
words? It's lessening the severity of the F-bomb.
Right.
Like, I use one in a podcast maybe once every 7 or 8 months. It probably is something like that.
Yeah.
But then when I use it, oh, man, the power of that F-bomb.
That's what you got to do. You got to retain the power. I do this with the kids where they say... They always talk about how scary I am when I'm mad. And it's not that I'm that scary when I'm mad. It's that I'm so rarely really mad at them.
Exactly.
So that I've reserved it all. So when they do see it, it's like, oh, right. This is scary when he does this. Kim, on the other hand, who was just because your mom and I'm a bum and she's not, she might get mad at them more often. They're used to it. Mm-hmm. It's just common for them to see Kim mad at him. But me... I reserve it all up and then go, damn it, Nick, or whatever.
It's beep, beep, beep.
And then
you
everyone's
like Steve Martin looking for his car at the dollar rental place. And
my girls have like said to me,
McClurg.
Dad, you're so scary when you're mad. You're so scary. I'm like, you make me sound like a monster. It's just that I'm normally a dork. And then when I get mad, it's just rare. That's all. So keep it rare, you guys. Rare.
Yes, exactly. Like I said, we're not dinging anybody if they put an F-bomb in there. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know. It's we all enjoyed that first moment of swearing when our parents weren't around and we learned what swear words were.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have gotten over that.
I completely agree. Completely agree. Now I'm putting up a short clip on the screen that the chat room can only see. Here, Brian, I'll share it with you via Discord just so you can have it here.
Okay.
This is a short clip that made a GIF of our good buddy Burt Reynolds.
That might be one of the best GIFs ever.
It's pretty good. It's Burt Reynolds standing in front of an elephant. The elephant puts its trunk up between his legs and rises way up, and it's, you know, little...
from Boogie Nights, right?
A little lewd. Oh, I don't know, actually. I don't know what that's from.
I'm kidding.
Do we know it? It's from Boogie Nights. Yeah, they clip the final scene together with him, and boom.
Instead of Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
So this might be Smoking the Bandit 2. I don't know what this is. It's something, and it... Oh, is it Smokey 2, the chat says? All right, great. Anyway, we're talking about him a lot because why? He passed away.
Yeah.
82 years old. Not unfamiliar to us as film sackers, certainly. We've had our share of Burt Reynolds movies. Hopefully more to come. I would really like to do Cannonball Run at some point. And
yes, as soon as that's streaming, I feel like Cannonball Run is a necessity.
It's got to be there. We've done Smoking the Bandit 1. We did that.
Right.
We did the thing a couple of weeks ago that was terrible. Or I guess it's been a couple of months now. The Duke Boys movie. He played Boss Hogg in it.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard.
It was terrible in that. Other things he's done. But what I'd like to do is now give you a list of the worst movies he's ever been in. Now, this isn't
Besmirch. The spurch.
This French for the spurch.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to run his name through the poop because he just died and we're all thinking about him and, you know, it's Burt Reynolds and everything and he's cool. But I want to tell you the bad movies he's in. And the reason I'm doing this is partly because it's fun to do, but also because maybe one day we do film sack these movies. So here's number one worst movie he's done according to this list. A movie in 2001 called Driven, directed by Rennie Harlan,
starred Burt Reynolds, Kip Partius, Tidge Schwalagerlager.
Till Schweiger.
And the category
is my favorite bread topping.
It says in here, says the category is action, carsploitation, drama. Mm. I've never heard carsploitation before.
I've never heard of Driven. Yeah, this isn't, I thought it was like a, is there a Nicolas Cage movie called Driven? I know Drive with Ryan Gosling.
It does sound like a movie.
Or Driver.
Driver, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Driven.
I thought there was another movie called Driven that was.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if it has any kind of reviews here. This is disliked by a whole lot of people. This is not a good movie according to all of this. For some reason, though, the photo they've used for the poster they've used it is something Will Sylvester Stallone called Felporkentative. So this website kind of sucks. They've got a bad database problem. Anyway, number two, The Dukes of Hazzard. We just saw it.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson, Burt Reynolds, Willie Nelson.
Appropriately, too. Yes,
I agree. Boss Hogg. I agree. Cop and a Half. That was from, let's see, 1993. Henry Winkler.
Yeah, that does need to be on the list.
Henry Winkler directed that? What?
Sure.
I didn't know he was doing any directing. That's crazy.
this is why.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, that was poop.
What else did he... He directed something good, didn't he?
Henry Winkler?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wasn't there something that we... I'm looking right now.
Memories of Me, Smoky Mountain Christmas, and Cop and a Half is the only three movies I can find.
That he directed?
Yeah. And I don't know what memories. Right. Maybe Memories of Me was good. It was Billy Crystal, Joe Beth Williams, and Sean Connery.
Oh, that was the one. Yes. Okay. Right. That was like a serious film, too. Yeah. He directed a couple episodes of Clueless, a couple episodes of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But no, Memories of Me, I remember being like a very serious Billy Crystal film.
You've said very good things about his role in the HBO deal, the Hitman thing with Bill Hader.
Yeah. It's great with.
Bill Hader, right?
Bill Hader, yes. You haven't watched that yet? It's a dude's name. It's his name. It's Bill Hader's name.
Bill. It's called the Bill Shooting Bill, Killing Bill, Bill the Killer.
That's it. 100%.
Shooting Barry.
Barry. Thank you. Yes, Barry. If you have not seen Barry yet, okay. Two things you need to fire up on HBO right away. Okay. Barry. And Sharp Objects.
Okay. Which do I start with, you think? Where should I go first?
Ooh. I would do Sharp Objects sooner, only because I can't wait to talk about it with you. Because
Okay.
Wow. You're going to want to talk. Well, you're going to want to talk about both of them, but.
No, that's great.
They're both excellent and like some of the best stuff I've seen on HBO since like 6 Feet Under and The Sopranos. And
Brian wants to have a
True Detective season one
water cooler moment with me.
I want to sit there.
Yeah. I like
Scott,
it.
Did you check out, what'd you think of that fourth episode of Sharp Object?
Well, I'm going to see Barry.
Barry.
All right, Jill, calm down.
Barry.
Let's see. Universal Soldier 2, Brother in Arms. I don't remember it being in that.
I don't remember there being Universal Soldier 2. Does it still have, the dudes on it?
Nope. None of the people you know
no
are
Jean-Claude
in it.
Jean-Claude Van Damme,
Der Kleinen Verhomblon. What's his name?
I must break you.
What's his name? Not Der Kleinen Verhomblon. What's his name? It's, the Punisher. Oh my gosh, what's his name? Well,
that really shouldn't be the thing that we remember of,
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren. That's not what we should have meant. Like, Punisher, he was the worst Punisher.
Oh, by far. Well, what would you remember him from if you had to pick one? What would you pick? Just Rocky?
IV. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Rocky IV is fine. Yeah. You don't want to remember He-Man?
Dolph Lundgren thing.
you could say He-Man if you want. He-Man's all right.
No. See you again. Yeah, I'm surprised that even Google pulls up Rocky IV second past the Expendables. I guess he's good in the Expendables.
He is good in that. I like Dolph Lundgren, old and crusty, my favorite version of him. I think it's cool. He is a badass right now.
Yeah, he is.
I'd watch more movies with him in it. I think we're missing out, Hollywood. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Number five, Striptease. We all seen that.
He's all greased up.
he was covered in...
Vaseline?
Vaseline, yeah. And just cowboy boots and Vaseline. Yes. Rent-A-Cop, which sounds a lot like Cop and a Half, if you ask me.
Rent-A-Cop and a Half. Can we make it a double feature and do Rent-A-Cop and a Half?
Please never, no. Who's in that? Oh, Liza
James
Minnelli.
James Remar in that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, James Remar. He's I like him.
Yeah.
Meet Wally Sparks, which was the 1997 film with Rodney Dangerfield, Debbie Mazar, and David Ogden Stiers. I don't remember that at all. Let's see. The Crew. This is in 2000. Burt Reynolds, Carrie Ann Moss, and Lane Kazan, something like that. It's a black comedy. It's a black comedy.
Black comedy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Physical Evidence, number 9. Never heard of it. 1989.
Michael Crichton.
What? He directed that?
Directed by Michael Crichton.
Boy, that is a... I'd never even heard of it. he was in the Bean movie, the Mr. Bean movie in 97.
Wow.
I guess just probably a small piece in there. Rough Cut from 1980. Don't know what that is. Fraternity in number 12, number 13, Without a Paddle with Matthew Lillard.
That seems like...
that's not old. That's 2004. I remember that thing.
That seems like the sequel to Deliverance, doesn't it? Or maybe there's like a Deliverance reference in there with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, probably. Deliverance isn't going to be on here. That's actually a good movie.
Oh, no. That's one of his best films.
They gave number 15 The Longest Yard. I actually don't think that's fair. I think that's better. Oh, that's the Adam Sandler one. Never mind. That one's bad. Not the original.
Right. His little appearance.
He's the coach or whatever. The original one's pretty good. 16, Something Called Stick. 17, City Heat. 18, Stroker Ace.
I remember Stroker Ace. I remember the name Stroker Ace. I don't think I've seen any of these except for The Striptease, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think... Have I seen Bean? I think I've seen Bean. Oh, I've definitely seen Bean.
Probably seen Bean. Burt Reynolds, Lonnie Anderson, and Parker Stevenson are in Stroker Ace. How about Fuzz?
Oh, good old Parker Stevenson, man. Yeah, jeez, now
there's a name.
Wasn't he the oldest brother on Eight Is Enough? The one that like appeared every fifth episode.
Right. Eight is it is that kid.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Am I thinking of the right kid? I think that's the right kid.
Because Tommy was Willie Ames.
Yeah.
Kenneth I did not ask you any of that. No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Was that A Word or some other voice assistant?
No, that was her.
That wasn't Siri?
No, that was Alex A.
You know how Siri gets away with not answering dumbly? Just saying, here's what I found on the web. That's what she
does. That's right, exactly. Because then puts it on you. If this is not what you wanted, well, it's your fault. It's your own damn fault.
Yep, that's true.
Did you know Parker Stevenson was married to Kirstie Alley for 14 years?
No. What years were they? Were they the good years?
1983.
That's terrible. I shouldn't say that.
All right, we're done, folks. Yesterday. Oh, that's funny. 1983 to 1997.
Oh, all right. Well, that would have actually probably been the good years, ish.
That would have been her pre-reality show years when she was doing sitcoms and movies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yes.
Cheers. Part of that, Wrath of Khan was 82, so it was right at the beginning of that, something like that.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I thought Parker Stevenson was on Eight Is Enough. I guess I'm confusing. There was a dude on Eight Is Enough who looked just like Parker Stevenson, but he was a Hardy Boys dude.
Oh, a Hardy Boy. Oh, that's what the chat room's talking about. I thought they were saying Burt Reynolds was a Hardy Boy. Come on.
Nope.
Okay.
He was on Love Boat. He was on two different episodes of Love Boat playing two different people. That's always a plus.
You know if the old Love Boat streams anywhere? Is that a thing I can stream?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we can probably find out. But the reason I ask is my kids don't believe me that it exists. I said, this is what the premise was. And I told them the premise. And they said, wait, you mean that joke in Futurama with the robot with the afro that goes, ay, and points at him with a thumbs up is supposed to be from this show?
Isaac,
I said, he's the Isaac bot. He's the Isaac, the bartender, who's on the ship. And I talked about the doctor and how the bald guy from the Mary Tyler Moore show is in it. And he was the captain Steubing. And they're like, whatever, Dad, this isn't what used to happen. And the idea, they don't believe me that actors from movies and TV, mostly TV, would come on there every week, right? And like every week it was some new guest star, and that was the premise of the show. They don't believe something like that exists, so I've got to find it and show them.
Wow. Nothing on Just Watch, like nothing, not even a listing for it, but realgood.com is my favorite one, so let me check realgood.com.
Is Gopher Tellenroyd, I remember Gopher was a state congressman. Is he still around, or did he pass? Because Gopher for a while ran for office of various sorts. He was a political dude.
Well, he was, and he wasn't. I know Mayor of Palm Springs was Sonny Bono, but he was something like that for another.
Yeah, maybe it was just congressman for wherever Tellenroyd's from, or Tellenoid. Is it Royd? Mm-hmm. Tellenroyd.
Final. Yeah, it's not streaming anywhere.
And how about Fantasy Island? Look that one up real quick. Because it's kind of the same, right? Same deal.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically the difference between Love Boat and, Love Boat to Fantasy Island is like the difference between Deep Space Nine and Star Trek The Next Generation. In one, they would find the people and carry them around for a while.
Yeah.
And then in Deep Space Nine, people would just show up on the island.
It would stay still. It wouldn't explore. The boat would explore just like the Enterprise would explore. And it was darker. And the Enterprise was brighter. Yep. And you had crossover once in a while. Somebody would show up there in both places.
That's right.
I love that. That you have made that comparison. That's a brilliant comparison. I wanted to draw that, but I don't know how I would. That's amazing.
Not streaming anywhere, Fantasy Island.
Okay.
Not even the remake series with Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, right. I forgot that even happened. Yeah, I remember that. Did he have a little dude with him in that? Like a little guy?
No. Tattoo was a...
robot.
No, wouldn't that be great? No, it's the guy...
beady, beady, beady.
Jeez, what else has he played? He's the guy who has... Oh, yeah, thanks, Pence Arsenis. Grant Goodeve was the guy who looks like Parker Stevenson on Eight Is Enough. Yeah. No, Fantasy... Okay, so it was... I'm looking it up because it's an actor you've totally seen, and he usually plays a somewhat... somewhat effeminate manservant.
Okay. Okay. And he's not a little guy.
No, he's a big guy actually.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm finding it. Oh, look at that. J.K. Grammer found a Kirstie Alley from 1983 Love Boat.
Oh, I would watch that. Yeah. And the kids love Cheers, so they would laugh their heads off that she's in that. I gotta watch that. Maybe YouTube's got some crappy edits or something that we could watch. You know, sometimes they'll zoom way in or do something weird like that.
There we go. Edward Hibbert is the guy. You know him from The Prestige.
Where? Hibbert. Oh, yeah. It comes right up. I know this guy.
Yeah.
He's from Frasier.
Gilmore Girls. Frasier. Yes. He was one of the other.
The food radio, food reviewer
That's
guy.
That's exactly who it was.
Restaurant reviewer. Hello, Frasier. I believe it's my time to be on the microphone. It was like that guy all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, they'd laugh at that too, because they also love Frasier. I hear a Frasier reboot is like imminent. I'm kind of excited about that, if that's true.
That's great. I've been watching. I haven't been able to stop watching Cheers, even though I've got all this other stuff I want to watch. I've been watching Cheers. I'm now on the season where they introduce Mr. Hill, the guy who takes over the restaurant, takes over Melville's.
Oh, yeah,
and is a real jerk to Sam.
He's a poo head. But that's a great thing to just have on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
it really is.
Have it on in the background and do it. I started doing that with King of the Hill DVDs because I just want to. I just want it back there. It's a little comfort food. Get other work done. Smirk at a little joke I heard. Yep. I like that. And Cheers is great for that.
That's great. And Kelsey Grammer's involved in the Frasier reboot, right? Like he's.
My understanding is they're not going for a reboot. They're going for like a continuation. Like
a continuation. Perfect.
Here's
like
old
they did
Frasier.
With Will and Grace, basically.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
I just saw him. Kim watched him in that Netflix movie, which wasn't a great movie, but he's looking great. Put him in. Go. Michael Ogden, Venus Pierce. What's his name? What's the brother? Niles.
Oh, David Hyde Pierce.
David Hyde Pierce.
Sure. Roz, I'm sure, is ready
She's
to
around.
Do something again.
Yeah, the only person that's gone is the dad, and that you could work that
Mahoney,
into the storyline. Yeah, you could
do it. Exactly. That's the thing that brings them back together and picks up the series.
I'm in. I'm all in on this. Maybe they'll use his voice.
Scrutiny.
Maybe not. All right.
Aw.
Cannonball Run 2, by the way, was number 20. I never got to that, but There you go. But fair travels, Burt Reynolds, to whatever hell or heaven you believed in. Good luck to you. Brian, push me over the edge on Spider-Man because I have been fencing it hard. Should I get it or not?
Here's the thing. If you liked the old PlayStation games where just swinging around Manhattan is one of the most fun things you can do, and then it's like, oh, there's a lady whose purse is getting stolen by a burglar. I'm going to stop and take care of that. Or I'm going to try and do the speed trial and go through all of these alleys, you know, like get from one part of town to the other in the shortest time possible. It is, that's exactly what it is. And I did the opening battle is against Kingpin, like the kind of the one that teaches you how to use all of his moves and stuff. And it's just such a blast. I mean, there is so many things you can do with the character, grabbing stuff with the web, swinging it around like a cannonball, or what do they call that? The ball, not a ball and chain, but kind of like a ball and chain, a wrecking ball.
Right.
And destroying, hitting bad guys and webbing them up and sticking them to the wall when you're done. I mean, it's great stuff. It's so fun.
I keep reading everyone's thoughts. You're someone we share likes of games. John, same thing. He's just pounding me with how great it is. I'm probably just going to have to freaking get it.
I think so. I loved all the Batman Arkham games where it's the same kind of thing. It's like open world, main storyline that you can follow. But while you're on the way doing this one, let's go stop Catwoman from breaking into this art museum.
I just for whatever reason know that I'm not going to finish it before Red Dead Redemption next month, and so I keep thinking to myself, well, why should I do this? Because Red Dead's just going to take over everything. But then
and that
again,
would be the only thing I'd say. I mean, the big challenge for me is, or the conflict for me is, well, I want to do dungeons. I'm 305 now. I can do an LFG for dungeons, for heroics now.
Right.
But it's like, I want to play Spider-Man now. No, I want to play World of Warcraft. It's gaming, they really need to
video games
stagger.
Yeah. I agree. I completely agree.
That's not how it works. They, you know, they want competition. So that's the way the way it works.
I'm gonna probably get it. Gosh dang it. I'm just gonna get it. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna get it.
You could wait till it's on sale.
No, they never go on. Well, that's like what? For a game this big, it's like a year. And plus it's Sony exclusive, so I can't play it on PC or anything. So I don't know. All right. You're pushing me over the edge. Might have to get it later. Hey Brian, we're gonna do something a little fun here before we get to apps, and that is this. Hold on. I'm going to play us a clip for it. Here we go.
Food that is fresh.
Food that is fresh. Right here.
This is true.
From Japan. The rare Kit Kats with no English. We don't know what this is, what flavor this is, but they've never let us down. The Isle of Japan has the best Kit Kats.
Food that is fresh.
Oh, why did that play again? I literally didn't push that button. Something went weird. Oh, I leaned on the space bar. That's
what's interesting is the front of the package, so it's got this bear, this black bear that's looking all tasty at it. Then it's got on a plate, I can't tell what it is, but it looks like cheesecake with some chocolate schmoo on top. Oh, look at that. Your bear looks different than my bear. Look at my bear.
Oh, yeah. They got different faces. Look.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding? Do your little packaged ones have a different face? Because he's like high on pot in this one.
He totally is. Like, pupils are gone.
Yeah, he's smoking weed every day.
Yeah, mine is, he's like, he's giggling.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, see, it's different. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure each of these is different, though. I'm sure it's like Taco Bell sauce pack.
You want to smoke some weed?
That's what he looks like. All right, well, let's try it. And this, these are from Daniel.
Big thanks to Daniel.
Daniel. Thank you, Daniel. This is one of many we'll be trying here. Ooh, this is a melty thing for me.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, see, so this doesn't look like American Kit Kats. They're just like a couple of pale fingers, really.
It's because we put that carnauba wax or whatever it is in the chocolate that
lines your colon for 80 years.
Keeps it from melting in your hands, not in your mouth.
See, that's unique. What is that? I don't know what I'm
flavor?
Eating. Yeah, what is it?
I don't either.
Okay, I'm looking at the. What is that on this thing? I don't know what to call what I'm eating. That's pretty good, though. I'm getting a weird, like.
It's got some sort of fruit.
Yeah.
Like and chocolate.
Almost like a fig. I can't place it.
I can't either. Are there
it's really good, though, but there's no nothing on here. Let's see. Have a break. Have a break, eat a Kit Kat. That's the English on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is Japanese. Yeah, I don't see
it. Does the Google Translate app, will that...
Oh, if you take a picture, maybe.
Take a picture of something, yeah.
Here, film it. Let's try it.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I have it. Yeah. I don't have it.
Yeah, will that work? Oh, that's good. I don't have it.
I think I have it. Let's see. They integrated it into the main search app, so if I...
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, okay. I think so. How do you do it, though? Google Assistant, don't care about that. Oh, it doesn't... I take it back. Maybe they don't.
Oh, here we go. Nope, it's a separate thing, and I just downloaded it.
Okay. You have to let me know if it works.
I'm taking a picture right now.
That's good, though.
Yes, I allow you to... I allow you to... here we go. Align text.
It's not Elon Musk flavored. You see that video of him smoking pot? Did you see that?
Yes. Well, I saw a photo capture of it. It's like, yeah. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, he's losing it. I worry for him.
Here we go. Japanese to English. Oh.
Does it work?
Can I choose? How do I choose what? The only languages I get the choice of are... Oh, here we go. Japonaise.
Yeah, Japonaise.
Japonaise. There we go. To English.
Okay.
All right. I've got to download Japanese.
Oh, you don't want to do that. Who wants to do that? Nobody does.
44 megs. Be quick.
Nobody wants to do that in their life.
This is great radio.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We know how to podcast, folks. Legacy podcast.
Oh, download complete. It's already done. Look how quick that was. All right.
Well
done.
Okay.
Camera.
All right. Uh-huh.
Now, hopefully, there we go. Introduction. Oh, this is so crazy. I love how it does this where it like...
Because you can see the words, right?
Yes, it changes the stuff to what it says. Oh,
cool.
I love it.
It's super cool. I haven't used it in a while, and I don't have it on this phone for some reason. This has probably been like a year, but...
Of prophecy. Will dumpling, sweet potato, and the have taste.
Oh, but so it's the not dumpling, good. It's not good, though.
The dumpling descent. Oh, this is great because like reflections and light and stuff like that. I'm gonna dump out all the Kit Kats so I get a flat bag.
Yeah, make your bag all flat.
You heard it, people. I want a flat bag.
Yeah, Brian's looking for a flat bag. That's what he's into. What are you gonna do?
Shiftless kumquats.
Whoa. Say that with your food.
Suddenly the pot, sweet potato. The sweet potato does seem to come up a lot. Kumanolo specialties dumpling. So I think it's a sweet potato solstice. Wow. It sure doesn't know what we're like. It keeps throwing those words. I'm like reading the words it's actually saying.
Oh, this is crazy. I'm looking at, I'm doing the Spanish one. And I look on my computer.
Yeah.
The word shift transforms into cabillo.
It's amazing.
Return. Yeah, Volvar. Eliminado for delete.
It says cheer privately.
This is so cool. How does it know how to do this?
And Heather, the tone taste. It keeps going back to sweet potato. So I think there's sweet potato. Maybe the back is better. Chat, all right, let's
I'm doing it to the chat room now. That's weird.
Wrapped dumpling resource. From the touch of a... Okay, you know what? I should take a picture because it'll last longer, obviously.
Oh, weird. Oh, my gosh. The command button translates to I know command. All right. This is the greatest thing.
Right,
why have I not messed with this in a while? This has really gotten cool.
As a support fund for the Kumanato Earth. I don't think that's what that's supposed to say. 2 years since the Kumanato earthquake.
Okay.
While touching the natural grace of Kumanato. So this is like a kitten born from such thought suddenly.
Does.
Suddenly dumpling.
You ever heard
suddenly
of,
dumpling.
Have you ever heard of Javanese? Right next to Japanese, there's a language called Javanese. What's that?
You sure it's not Bhutanese?
It's a Bhutanese passport. It says Javanese.
Like yeah, sweet potato dumpling smothered in white chocolate.
Okay.
Weird. It is really
I don't know what
also.
To call it. Like the potato part I'm not getting, but maybe I just don't know what that tastes like.
Oh, I love this. This is so cool.
This is pretty cool. Admittedly, this is pretty rad.
This is like giving me like tourism facts too.
Oh, that's
wow,
so
crazy.
Weird.
Like the back of the bag, that pink section with a photo.
Yeah.
It's like tourism facts for whatever that photo is. Mine is a crater with smoke coming out of it.
Yeah.
I imagine yours is different because they're numbered.
Yeah, it's totally great. Different. Everything right. I put in front, this is cool.
This is cool. They've really, well done, Google.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm so blown away by this. Okay, extra gum. What do we get?
So late.
Oh, it's losing its mind. I'm going to have some fun with this later. All right.
Yeah, take a photo of it, and then as you, the parts that you want to translate, you just swipe your finger over.
That's cool.
And that way, because otherwise it keeps changing as you're viewing it.
And if you do big English logos, it kind of freaks out. It looks like you're glitching, like your world is glitching. You're in the Matrix
right.
or
yes,
something.
Yes, exactly. Because it matches the color of the text perfectly,
yeah.
but changes it so that it's a different language. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. Right. Your shirt.
Way better than it used to be.
I should have held it up to Pizza is Awesome on your shirt and see what it did.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to. Instead, what I'm going to do is say thank you for that, Daniel. It was real good.
It was really good and provided so much bizarre content for Google Translate.
Well, though, you've helped us become more legacy by the second. Oh, hey, look at this. We got apps. Speaking of apps, we got apps to do.
App Slappy.
All right, it is App Slappy, and that means we're talking about apps that we've downloaded and messed with that we want to recommend or tell you to stay away from, I suppose. That could happen. On our mobile devices, we try to cover stuff that is available across the platforms where we can. If we can't, well, we're iOS guys. What are you going to do? But I think we're okay today with what I'm going to recommend first, and that is the Google Translate. Just kidding. I'm not doing that one.
I know. Hard not to, though. It's so damn good.
Kind of is. So I'm always on the hunt for a good news app or one that could replace the default. Like Apple News is pretty good, but it's basically Flipboard. It does all the same functionality as Flipboard. Mm-hmm. I also have Flipboard. I've tried the Microsoft News app. Google's new news app is okay, but none of them really help me with the noise to information level that is so prevalent today. Trying to get to stuff that I'm most interested in more quickly has kind of been my thing. And so rather than review a game today, I'm going to review a new app I found called Smart News. That's right. You heard me. Smart News. And you use it by using it, it will start to learn your preferences. So the more time I spend on the entertainment tab and on specific kinds of stories, eventually it will give me, the thinking is, at least the app is advertising itself as this, and I haven't really noticed yet how far that's going to go, but it's supposed to give me the best possible results of the things I normally am clicking on and reading.
Brilliant.
Now, whether or not it can fulfill that long term and truly live up to its promise, I guess we'll wait and see. But so far, this has been really a nice app. Although I'm sad to hear that Mac Miller died, but it's like 50 different posts about Mac Miller dying. Do you know about this guy?
I don't know who Mac Miller is.
He's a rapper. He was 26, apparent over a drug overdose. He was dating Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And then they
I've seen this guy. Yeah, I'm looking at a photo of him right now.
Yeah, the Grande relationship didn't work out.
No, I think she's with Pete Davidson now.
Yeah. Do you think she kept the robot laser boobs that she had in that one video? Because that was pretty cool.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure that it was in her contract that those stay with her.
Did you see the Aretha Franklin thing of the preacher guy grabbing her boob?
Oh, I did. Holy cow. Yeah, that's...
no way that wasn't on purpose.
Intentional. Oh, no way. Yeah, it absolutely was.
The way, especially toward the end where he's making her come back toward him and he's like reaching around and going like this.
Exactly. Yes.
Dude, what a freak.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, hands a little high there. I mean, I know she's a little bit shorter and she's a little more diminutive and you know, you can reach your hand almost all the way around her, but it does not give you the carte blanche to pull that.
No, he was a pervo, dude.
Just put your hand on her back or something if you feel like you've got to make contact with her. And you really don't need to make contact.
And he did apologize. Chat room's right. Fine. Still shouldn't be doing that, dude.
I do like the fact that he had to apologize for the same joke that we've made a ton of times on here, where we said that her name sounds like a Taco Bell order.
Yeah, it does. I'd like the Ariana Grande, please. Is that the same seven ingredients you use for everything else? Yes, sir, it is.
I imagine at some point we'll have to apologize to Guillermo del Toro.
Probably, probably.
Probably Benicio as well.
There's ways to set up some stuff in the settings that help do this, but so far I like it. It seems like it's sort of doing what I want. Like, immediately it kind of knew the stories I might be more interested in.
That's cool. And do you do any, like, when you're looking at a news story, you give it like a thumbs up or thumbs down, depending on if you're like, all right, I want more stories like this or from this source or stuff like that?
I don't think so. I think what's happening, there's no way for me to say I like something. I think it's really just saying which ones grabbed me so that I clicked through and read them, and they're basing it on that, is what I think they're doing. I'm going to report back later and see what the deal is, but it's very odd. It's Jeffrey Owens, guys, getting all kinds of work from his from that Fox thing where he's working at a... do you know what I'm talking about? The guy that they caught on camera working at a Trader Joe's, and they made fun of him. The old Cosby Show actor, the boyfriend of what's-her-name.
Oh, really? No, I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, so Fox put up this thing that says someone with a sneaky camera caught Jeffrey Owens working at a grocery store. And it was just like shaming him for having a job, for having a normal job. And everybody got pissed, including me. But a lot of like actors and stuff were like, what are you talking about? It's like half the time, you know, most of us are working.
Yeah, I mean, you get a gig. And it's not like just because you appeared on a TV show, if you weren't like one of the major stars from that, you're not going to get anything from syndication. And if you don't get follow up work, you got to find something else.
Yeah, do something else. It's an honest day's work. I hate it.
My God. You'd think he was caught dunking a chicken finger into a glass of Coca-Cola, for Pete's sake.
It says here that he's getting a bunch of his friends in Hollywood are like, well, come over here and you can be on the show. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but whatever. Anyway, the point is, it seems neat. I like it. It's called Smart News. The idea seems to be, hey, get away. And they also curate a lot of it, so it's like less obviously fake stuff. They stick to only the things that we know are happening in all of the categories, and that I like. So, check it out. Smart News on iOS, and I believe Android as well. It's free. Don't have to pay anything for it. Brian, what'd you bring today?
I done brought a game, Scott, and it's the sequel to a game that I thought was meh. It was a game that I got a couple of years ago or whenever it came out, maybe just a year ago, and was mildly impressed with it, but not enough to stick with playing it. The sequel is out, and I'm liking it a little bit more than the previous one. We'll see how long I stick with this one. But the game is Trexels 2, the next Trexels resolution, 2. I think it is.
Oh, no. Just kidding. Tell me more.
It's a sequel to the original Trexels, as you might guess from the name, from the two in the name. But this one, instead of having original series, or I should say, instead of having just original series characters, it starts to introduce next generation characters. But it does it in a way where you've got both. Right now, I've got on the bridge, I've got Sulu, Harry Kim, and Tasha Yar all working in the in the bridge of the Botany Bay.
Wow. So yeah. I downloaded this, and it seemed immediately like Fallout under... What's it called? Fallout Shelter?
Oh, yeah, Fallout Shelter.
Did you compare it to that, or am I wrong to have that impression?
You're not wrong. I feel like it's a little bit more of going out on missions and doing stuff, because you are setting up rooms on the ship and doing all that stuff that, you know, Tiny Tower and Fallout Shelter and stuff like that. However, there are missions that you send your people on, and the missions are different. It's like, all right, go and trigger these machines in the right order, or go and take out 5 Borgs and then come back. And that part of it's, you know, a little bit different, a little bit more fun. Again, I've been playing it for a day now, so it still has its shiny newness. But so far, so good, and it's free to play. But it's got your freemium elements, you know. Oh, use purple crystals to make this go faster. Or watch this video and double your reward. Stuff like that.
Is it a, it's like an 8-bit looking deal, or is it, what's the style?
Okay. Actually, it looks more like SNES level
graphics. Right. Okay with that.
So they've gotten a little bit better. Yeah, it's actually that style of graphics that I think is, if they're going to do the retro style, this is as far back as I want them to go.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I get it. So yeah. Sound-wise, like, is it real people's voices? When I fired it up, I think I heard Uhura talking.
It sounded like, I mean, it definitely was somebody's voice. I don't know if it was Nichelle Nichols. I've turned off audio anyway because I'm usually listening to something else in my office anyway. So,
yeah.
Voice-wise, I can't tell you. But I can tell you gameplay. Gameplay is fun.
Because it's a, I want to say it's, if it's an official thing, I wonder if they, well, it's just a cool idea that if they went that far with it.
Yep, does it could have. Does it have Wesley Crusher now.
Does it have like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he wearing the dumb sweater or full-on uniform?
No, full-on uniform, the red...
I'm out.
The red. You want him to be wearing the rainbow stripe...
I mean, define want, because...
Academy, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't really want that, but I kind of want that, to be honest. Well, that's good. That sounds great.
Yeah. It's not bad. I mean, so far I'm liking it. It's... I can't say, you know, I haven't been playing it for days,
yeah.
But... the problem is I'm still playing stuff like Lick Your Loot. I'm still playing Marvel Strike Force a lot. Yeah, Lick Your Loot I just cannot put down.
It's good,
it's
right?
It's too fun.
That game's great. Really at is. First I thought you said Lick Your Loot, but you said like
Lick Your Loot.
Look Your Loot. Yeah, I have that
look
as well.
Your Loot.
If you guys didn't ever go get that Lick Your Loot game, it's great. It's just an addicting little turd that you have a hard time not playing, especially if you just need a quick little gaming fix. And it's really great for that. How many cards do you play typically in that game? Like, what do you choose?
I do the 3x3 usually.
Okay, so nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy, and
I feel like I enjoy that more too. Just to you know, I feel like I'm not. It doesn't tell the game doesn't really tell you whether you should do more or less, what the advantages are, if it gets more difficult with more or less. Like they don't really say.
Yeah.
And so you just I never knew what was like the optimal thing to choose, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah. No, I'm that's still a solid recommendal if you don't already have that.
Well, there you have it. Look Your Loot, not Lick Your Loot. Do not lick your loot. If you do that, you're
and,
gonna
as far as that Zero Escape game, which never really got recommended. You just talked about it on the show and I picked it up and I've been playing it. I'm down to level I'm on floor 14.
Oh, you're killing me then. I can't do that game. It's just, I knew it was going to be right for you. The minute I saw it, I went, this is a Brian Ibbett game, and I will fail at it. And I have. I'm like still level...
I do love it, yeah.
Level 30 or something. I can't get any lower than that. So well done. If you get to level 1 on that, you win.
We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. You
it
win.
It is getting more and more difficult, so.
All right. We now saunter to this corner of the room.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
And we check out your Twitter questions that have been submitted, hopefully, today. I forgot to remind everyone, but I think we have some of these. For example, this one sent just today. Alexiv1969 says, Scott, like your wife, mine loves Hallmark Christmas movies. She is currently watching all the mystery ones. Does Kim also watch all of these? She avoids that channel all year except for the Christmas time stuff.
So once November 1st hits,
yep,
it's I'm sure Parker Stevenson and Grant Goodeve are both in in several shows on that channel.
Dean Cain is very available.
Dean Cain as well, yes.
Yeah, and that redhead lady whose name I always forget. I can't remember her name. Anyway, she doesn't really care about the rest of the year, but the Christmas thing is just her jam. I don't know why. It's just something she loves. Laundry Scent says, live in a domed colony on the moon or at the bottom of the ocean. I guess it'd be a domed colony either way. What do you pick?
I would pick the domed colony at the bottom of the ocean only because I feel like there would be more things to see. Once you see space.
Yeah.
And once you see Earth a few times, like, oh, that's really cool. There's Earth. I think it's like, oh, look at that wacky looking fish or that crazy looking octopus.
I think I agree, because once you see the moon, especially the moon, like, yes, space is vast and you could go all over the place, but we're not getting to travel to other planets and see other life forms. We're stuck on the moon in his scenario. That's just a bunch of space rock and then whatever you decorate it with. At least in the ocean, weird stuff is flying by.
Yeah.
I agree. Totally agree.
You get more to see. Yep. Plus, it gives you more of an opportunity to try and smack Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio out of her stupor and say, "Wake up! You've never given up on anything in your life."
That's right. And then he gives her chest compressions with her shirt off. Well done. I always remembered that.
Well, that's the only way to do it. I remember that in CPR class.
Yeah. It just feels like in a movie, it's like, all right, give us an excuse to have her boobies out.
It's not a sexualized scene. I don't feel like it's not.
But when you're like 12, everything is. You know.
You'd be like, ooh. I imagine that's low on the list on Mr. Skin's rating system.
Probably. Mr. Skin. Still really don't know what that is. I assume it's a website. Uh-huh. It's probably a website, okay. Right? I really don't know. I've never been there.
It's a site that catalogs every actor and actress's nudity on TV and in movies, and
we should use it for FilmSack. We should use it for FilmSack sometime or something. Or is it super porny or something?
Well, it's Skin. It's 100% porny.
When did Bruce Willis show his wiener? And you'd say, what's it called? Where he's swimming?
Yeah, The Color of Night. It does that and says, all right, here's when Bruce Willis had his pants down or when Harvey Keitel or whatever.
Right. The piano.
But then right next to it is the photo or the video of.
Oh, that is porny. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's porny.
So if I look up Harvey Keitel and it's the piano, they'll subject me to that full frontal nasty shot of him with his nothings on. Okay. Yes. I don't want to see it.
There you go. Now you know what Mr. Skin is.
Wink, wink. I really don't know. Tatalia says, has Jury explained how he's handling trolls to you yet? No.
No.
Well, I haven't heard anything. Have you? You haven't heard anything.
No, I haven't. That's an anticlimactic STMS question because there's no way to give a follow-up.
I don't even know what to say.
Basically, you get a yes or no out of us, and that's it.
Yeah.
No. Yes. I can't wait to hear it. I'm sure that'll be... something we can ask him about on Tuesday.
Sure, why not? Okay, here's another one. Let's see, skip down here. How about this one? Jeff, Skippy Whippy says, what is your favorite impression your co-host does? Oh, easily. Well, hold on. I got to make sure I don't give up on one that you do that I don't forget here. Because you do one that I love and I can never get enough of it. Hold on.
While you're thinking about that, I'll absolutely say you're Paul Stanley.
Oh. The Paul Stanley's pretty fun to do. Okay, you do ones that make me laugh out loud, but probably my brain's gone blank.
Ken Kratz?
Oh, your Ken Kratz is really good. It's really good.
Vince Gilligan.
Recently, your ASMR voice is one of the funniest things.
which is partially between Ken Kratz and Vince Gilligan, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. The runway guy you do is pretty good.
Oh yeah, Tim Gunn. Yeah, sure.
I can't think of it. I know there's another one that's going to piss me off later that makes me laugh my freaking head off.
You'll remember it when I do it next, and then you'll point it out.
Yeah.
Say, that's the one!
It's going to bug me. Nobody does Gene Roddenberry, do they? I don't think we do.
Well, we do. It's a pseudo-impersonation. It's just throwing in a lot of S's. It's like an older Vince Gilligan.
Yeah. The Wraith 86 says, $50. We know who you're talking about there, the Wraith.
Ernest Borgnine.
I can't think of it. All right, I'll think of it later because there's one that you can do every time and it always gets me and I can't think of it. How about this one? Scott, are you ready for a new baby running around in your house? My boy who turns one on Sunday just dropped the aircon remote in the toilet.
Oh, nice.
And yes, I didn't notice before I dropped a turd. This is from Jeff. We're not going to be as subjected to that as the parents will. You know, sure. Well, there may be moments like that, but for the most part, we get all the good time, and then you send them home with the parents, see?
Well, yeah, but you're still going to get the weekend, right? Like, oh, we want to go have like a nice relaxing weekend just ourselves. Oh, no problem. Mm-hmm. Kim and I will watch, we'll watch the baby, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh my God, all these cords and cables and things are set out and these toys sure look fun, but they're not to be played with kind of thing. You discover how much your house is kid-proof really quick.
This is true. So probably from
it's like discovering how quick it's puppy-proof too. I mean, you're in the process
of
that.
Yeah, we're having that now, yeah. I told her about her first poo. It sucked. We're not happy about it.
Tom Merritt.
She's doing pretty good, generally speaking, but that was a little rough. Final one here is a good one. Seth Cranford says, have you guys noticed that Neil Young, you know, the performing musical artist Neil Young, is starting to look more and more like David Bradley, who plays Walder Frey? I hadn't noticed, but I can kind of see it.
Lannister always pays his debts. Lannister never forgets.
Yeah, that sounds like Vince Gilligan trying to sing like...
kind of does. Yeah. Sounds like I can't... I'm stuck with the lisp. I guess he doesn't lisp. He totally does. Yeah.
Yeah. He's starting to look like him. That's fine. Totally that guy's cool. I like him. He's all right. All right, well, we've done what we can do. Thank you for your
I want to live with the Lannister girl.
Vince, what are you doing here singing? Vince Gilligan.
Still Vince has been good. Damn it.
Someone in the chat says they like my Bob Dole. I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, yeah, your Bob Dole's spot on.
Bob Dole says, Bob Dole. And he's still around, right? Isn't he still rocking it? He was talking about... Yeah.
I don't know if he's still rocking it, but he's still around. Yeah.
Rocking chair, maybe. But yeah, poor guy. I voted for Bob Dole.
For Bob Dole. And his pen. Yeah, he's 95.
Bob Dole says he's 95?
95.
Wow. All right. Yeah. He's still kicking it. You know, Trump could be that old.
Did you know that Bob and Elizabeth Dole have a book called Unlimited Partners?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do they?
That seems like a book title that somebody should have maybe said, that sounds like you're writing about something else.
It does, doesn't it? He did those Viagra ads. Maybe something's up. Also, they should have started a sex dungeon store, and they could have had in stock a bunch of Dole whips. Get it?
Oh, Dole whips. Perfect. Well done.
Yeah, he's pretty creaky, but, you know, when I'm 95, I bet I damn well better be creaky, too. Yeah, Bob Dole's left arm doesn't work. Bob Dole says, or says left or whatever. One of my arms blown off by Japanese, whatever. Bob Dole thinks, says. All right.
Of course, Sex Dungeon Store ends up as a title suggestion, which
great
is appropriate. I don't know. I don't know what a sex dungeon store is.
I don't know what it is either.
Do you buy sex dungeons there?
I think I made it up.
Is it the shop? Is it, you know, you can't enter the sex dungeon without exiting through the sex dungeon store on your way out.
Yeah, no, you can't. I wish
a souvenir from your buy a souvenir from your time in the sex dungeon.
There's a certain person listening to the show who was exposed to sex dungeon paraphernalia without wanting to be exposed to it. I don't want to say who it is.
Oh, we've heard enough about Tom's visit to your house. Jeez.
I just want to know if that person will give me permission sometime to tell some of the stories he told me, because my gosh, it was rough. All right. That's it for your questions. Thank you guys very much. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You can use it anytime you want on Twitter, and we will gather those each week for this PM edition of the show, which is brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. In fact, there is no PM edition without it, so thank you for your support there. And have you not done it? Well, I got good news. You always still can. Patreon.com/TMS. We'd like to have more this month than we did the last. That'd be awesome. And that's it for the show. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Go vote for some of these silly show titles right now if you're here live. Frogpants.showbot.tv. Send us your emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. And as always, on Twitter, Brian's at Coverville, I'm at Scott Johnson, and the show is at Morning Stream. Let's leave them with one of your hand-picked, fresh, grade-A, USDA-approved songs, please.
Will do. Tom Robinson wrote in and said, Music Man Brian, this year I brought the person who probably has had the most requested songs for with me to Vegas. Boy, punctuation might have helped there. That was weird. To meet you and Jessica, agreed. You are as awesome a guy as I stated. This will be the 6th birthday I've requested a cover for her. She looks forward to it, as do I. Scott, here's your challenge. Play a random sound clip from FilmSack for all of us to enjoy.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
Yeah.
A random one, right?
A random one.
All right, let me get way deep into the archive here. All right, here's a random one right here.
Bend over, Mr. President.
Yeah. Where do you think that's from?
I don't know. Bend over, Mr. President. I don't know, but I love it.
Let me give you a date. 2013, that was 10/26/2013.
Did we see it was the one where the like Olympus has fallen. Did we watch that?
We did watch that. Did we? Well, let's see.
Bend over, Mr. President.
That sounds like Tony Todd, doesn't it? Like Candyman.
Tony Todd. Oh, kind of does,
over,
yeah.
Bend over, Mr. President.
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know what that is.
Mr. Mark 101 says Escape from New York.
Could be.
Oh, it totally sounds like Tony Todd.
Well, how about this?
What are you talking about?
That would have been from the same movie.
That's Buscemi for sure.
Okay.
Bend over, Mr. President.
And this one would have too.
My God, they're real.
All three of those same movie, so I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, we'll
figure it out. I don't know. That's a great one.
Yeah,
look
pretty good.
Look what you've done, Tony.
That's
Tom
a great
Robinson.
New idea. Yeah, look at that. It's like a little game and a little fun there, and it's also funny, and yeah, this is good. I like it.
All right. So he had a couple different requests. I'm going with the third one because I haven't played it on the show before, and it is a damn fine cover. That's what it is. They recorded this for the soundtrack for Dallas Buyers Club back in 2013. Originally done by the Bee Gees, here are Capital Cities. You know, they do that song that goes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, safe and sound. Here's them doing Staying Alive.
All right, we'll see you guys Monday. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't have a clip to play.
As good as you get.